Listening Library presents American Royals by Catherine McGee. Read for you by Brittany Presley. Prologue. You already know the story of the American Revolution and the birth of the American monarchy. You might know it from the picture books you read as a child, from your elementary school performances, when you longed to play the role of King George I or Queen Martha, and instead were cast as a cherry tree. You know it from songs and movies and history textbooks, from that summer you visited the Capitol and went on the official Washington Palace tour. You've heard the story so many times that you could tell it yourself. How, after the Battle of Yorktown, Colonel Louis Nicola fell to his knees before General George Washington and begged him on behalf of the entire nation to become America's first king. Of course, the general said, yes. Historians love to debate whether, in another world, things might have gone differently. What if General Washington had refused to be king and asked to be an elected representative instead? A prime minister? Or perhaps he would have made up an entirely new name for that office, like president. Maybe, inspired by America's example, other nations, France and Russia and Prussia, Austria-Hungary and China and Greece, would eventually abolish their own monarchies, giving rise to a new democratic age. But we all know that never happened. And you didn't come here for a made-up story. You came here for the story of what happens next. What America looks like 250 years later, when the descendants of George I.